This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 2020 field of Democrats running for the White House has contracted again, as New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced he's dropping out of that race.
I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time.
De Blasio speaking a short time ago on MSNBC. National polls showed him stuck with just about 1% support. The focus of a whistleblower complaint against President Trump appears to be Ukraine, a relationship House Democrats were already interested in, looking into whether Trump or his attorney Rudy Giuliani tried to manipulate that nation into helping the president's re-election campaign. President Trump's hosting the Aussie Prime Minister at the White House at this hour, the two men about to hold a joint news conference. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
After over 1,500 high water rescues in the Houston area because of heavy rains and flooding from Tropical Depression Imelda, officials are telling people to just stay put.
We need folks to stay off the road. If you're uncomfortable at work or somewhere else where you were stuck, you'll be a lot more uncomfortable on the side of the road. It's very dangerous.
That's Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo. Tens of millions of young people in thousands of cities across the globe are today staging a climate strike, walking out of their classrooms to pressure government and business leaders to take action on climate change. Climate strike events are planned in 1,000 cities and towns across the U.S. alone, as well as in 4,500 others around the world. The Food and Drug Administration is opening a criminal investigation into the increase in vaping-related illnesses recently. The CDC now confirming 8 fatalities because of the unexplained condition. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 52 points to close at 27,094. The NASDAQ up 5 points. The S&P 500 up almost a point. If you are buying a house or refinancing the one you own, great news as the Fed lowers interest rates. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The Fed also let it be known that it is open to other easing of that rate from 1.75% to 2% in support of the U.S. economy. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said this cut, which is the second in 2 months, will help the U.S. economy weather concerns over a trade war.
We've seen additional signs of weakness abroad and a resurgence of trade policy tensions.
Jerome Powell said the Fed has no control over tariffs, but has been keeping an eye on the trade wars that could impact the U.S. economy.
The Fed has no role in the formulation of trade policy.
And lots of new words being added to the English dictionary, USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
The folks at Merriam-Webster Dictionary just added 640 words back in April of this year, and now they've added another 540, among them vacay, also dad joke, pickleball, deep state, an escape room. Some words are getting additional meanings as well, like in the case of the word haircut. It now also refers to a reduction in the value of an asset. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. For years, Barry Zito lived as a walking personification of the American dream professionally. He was at the top of his game as a Cy Young Award winner in Major League Baseball. Financially, he signed the richest contract that had ever been given to a pitcher, 7 years for $126 million. Socially, he was one of the most eligible bachelors in Hollywood. Yet for years, Barry was miserable. Despite achieving the kind of fame and fortune that most people only dream about, he was plagued by both internal forces and external circumstances that robbed him of any sense of peace until he finally found a purpose worth living for. It's all in his book, Curveball, just released. The Cy Young Award winner and two-time World Series champ, Barry Zito, joins us now. Barry, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's an honor to be talking to you and to get your story. I was a baseball fan, you know, and continue to be. Our family was a baseball family. My brothers are envious that I'm speaking to Barry Zito today and talking about your brand new book. So on their behalf, we'll say, hey, man, it's good to be talking to you.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun kind of writing something that I wish I could have read maybe as a adolescent, you know, aspiring on this American dream, like you said. It's kind of like a warning flare, I guess, to the younger generation that, you know, if you're looking for satisfaction and contentment, it's not over here.
Was this a bit of a catharsis for you to write this out, to kind of get it, you know, to flesh everything out of your system?
It was. I mean, you know, I just had such a transformation of, you know, being raised in kind of an Eastern-based New Age teaching that was, you know, similar to a lot of things we see today. You know, if you think these thoughts and if you focus your mind enough, you can create these realities or these successes or these, you know, relationships in your life. And I do think that our thoughts and what our intentions are have a lot to do with it, but it's not, that's not where it ends. And, you know, I was raised with that mindset, and man, did it ever come back to bite me.
Well, you know, your mom and dad were in the music business. I mean, you're in the music business as well, which is interesting. We'll talk about that later on because I had a chance to hear, you know, some of your cuts. I mean, you're amazing. I mean, do you stop and pinch yourself and realize just how gifted you are? I mean, Major League Baseball player, you're talking less than one half of 1% of anybody that ever picks up a glove and throws a ball. I mean, you make it up there. I mean, you're at the very pinnacle to think of how uniquely gifted you are, and as if that's not enough, then you know how to play guitar and you sing. Yeah, you're amazing.
Well, I appreciate it. I think if you talked to me 10 years ago, I would have said, you're right, I am amazing, but I can't take credit for these things. I mean, I just feel like we have these gifts. I thought I knew where they came from. I really don't. And to be honest, the more I look back on my career and realize how good these major leaguers are, I have no idea how I got them out. No idea how I won these awards, because that looks pretty hard out there.
Yeah, and no doubt about it, especially the way these kids are pitching now, where, I mean, it's like, what, doesn't anybody pitch less than 100 miles an hour anymore?
Oh, it's ridiculous. I remember when I came up in 2000, there was literally one guy on every team that could reach up and hit 95. Yes. And now, I mean, there might be one guy that can't. I mean, it's just bizarre.
Yeah, amazing, huh? And but your story, you know, I started to allude to it, is your mother and father, musicians. I mean, your mother was a singer, your dad was a band leader. You know, let's talk about that upbringing and that dynamic.
Yeah, my father was a self-taught piano player in New York, and he was actually came into the world in a very turbulent way. He was a product of a rape. Of his father rapes his father raped his stepdaughter, a 14-year-old, and my father was the product of that. So he actually grew up with this veil of shame over him from day one.
Oh, wow.
And I think he took a lot of that, you know, that chip on his shoulder and focused it on music and ended up becoming Nat King Cole's, you know, road conductor.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother, you know, was 15 years younger and auditioned in LA, and she won a job to be one of Nat's backup singers. And that's how they kind of came together, and they got married and in New York, and then they kind of headed west after that.
Barry, you know, if you had to fast forward, you know, a couple of decades, and this would have happened, your father would have probably been aborted. You wouldn't have been around.
Absolutely.
There'd have been no World Series rings. There'd be no story, right?
That's beautiful. You're totally right. I mean, this is 1928. And actually what they did, I mean, it was probably the equivalent back then, but they sent the 14-year-old off to upstate New York to go be pregnant and have the baby, because they certainly could not explain all that, right, to their family.
Exactly.
In the Bronx.
Right.
So she went off, had the baby, and they actually dropped him off at an orphanage, you know, and 6 months later, the 14-year-old's mother went back and said, I can't let this happen. I'm going to raise this child as my own. And so my father actually was raised thinking that his grandmother was his mom, until he found this out, you know, at the age of 16.
Wow. You imagine what that must have done to him psychologically. And that's the context then, where, you know, people, you know, they didn't get divorced, you know, like they do today. You know, things weren't quite that disposable when it comes to families. But today, in this culture of death in which we live in, like I said, you know, a couple of decades later, that wouldn't have happened. That problem would have got erased real quick. And then the associated pain and psychological impact would have been felt, you know, in the darkness. So, wow, that's incredible what you're... And so this forms his worldview. And so what does this do for your father? I mean, how does he approach life now?
No, it's true. And it was important, too, in my book, to go back and look at what made his worldview what it was, because there's a lot of turbulence I experienced in my adult life because what I went through as a result.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, I mean, honestly, he was 50 when he had me, so... You know, I came along, he was older, he wasn't working. We were in San Diego and there was no music business there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was just so loving and spent, you know, was with me every afternoon when I'd come home from school, and we worked on baseball every day. But what happened is that his desire to be known, to know self-worth, you know, to be validated and approved of, that he never got as a child, you know, kind of he pushed that into me. And the way I interpreted it was to be famous, to be successful, and if I do all these things and I'm on the cover of magazines, then that will mean that I made it in life. And I kind of took that paradigm forward.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up going into my career trying to win the approval of, you know, the entire Bay Area. And man, did that come back to haunt me.
Well, that's overwhelming. I mean, even just you carrying the weight of your father's life and his perception and worth, I mean, it's like you're not living for yourself. You're bringing his life into your life. This had to be just incredibly confusing for you at the same time.
Oh, yeah, no, it absolutely was. And I didn't know his, you know, of course, I didn't know his whole background and the psychological.
Oh, you didn't know about the rape or anything like that, huh?
Well, I did know that, but of course, I didn't know that he just had this desire to be known and to be loved for who he was, you know, just for who he was and not for what he did.
Right.
And
exactly.
So that idea was really, you know, imparted on me. And so I then attached to baseball in an unhealthy way, and it became who I was, you know, and not what I did. So, you know, baseball was my God for many years.
Exactly.
There was nothing more important.
Understandably. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Barry Zito and his new book, Curveball, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Just wait.
like to hear from us 5 days a week, live 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Barry Zito, yes, the Cy Young Award winner, Super Bowl player, richest pitcher at his time, $126 million, 7-year contract he signs. Everything is looking great, but we're going through his experiences in growing up. I mean, and you know, Barry, to think about your father in terms of his own self-worth. I mean, here he is. He's a musician. He's touring with Nat King Cole. Again, you know, I talked in terms of your abilities and your gifts and being, you know, the top one half of 1% of anybody that picks up a glove and throws a ball. Musicians the same way. For your dad to arrive at that level, I mean, he wasn't some schlub. I mean, he was very accomplished to be the band leader for Nat King Cole. Are you kidding me?
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, it's funny what, you know, needing love or needing approval can do for you in the world, right? I mean, a lot of times, you know, people do get to these high places just from the, you know, very innate need to be accepted for who we are. I think we see it a lot of time with our sports stars. You know, they usually have a chip on their shoulder from something about their dad, you know, didn't love them and, or their mom. And, but my father, I found this out in the book writing process, that my father actually quit Nat's band and quit his prestigious position in Nat's traveling road conductor as his conductor to go out on his own, because my father, in his words, wanted to be his own man, and he didn't want to be Nat's guy.
Right.
And so that's kind of the destructive side of the ego, right? And and I had all kinds of destruction from my ego, you know, needing to show everyone that I was important, you know, not my teammates or not the other pitcher.
Mm-hmm. In your book, you relate in terms of this father-son dynamic and how important it was for you to earn your father's respect and affection. You had to call him and tell him in 2010 that you weren't on the roster that was going into the World Series, and that was a tough call for you.
That was the hardest thing that I ever did, because, you know, I got brought over to San Francisco to lead them to a World Series. And after four bad seasons of pitching and no playoffs for our team, you know, we finally were going to the postseason to really make a run at that World Series. And the coach told me I couldn't be on the team and I wasn't good enough. And, you know, so I had to sit and watch. And I remember after the coach told me that day, I came home and I said, "Dad, I'm thinking about quitting baseball, but I need to know first, will you still love me if I do?"
Right.
And that was a question I did not know the answer to. And the way he answered the question was, "That would be a terrible business decision, but of course I'd still love you." And, you know, I don't know. He's passed on now, so I don't know what he meant by that. But that was not the thing I was expecting and hoping to hear, I guess.
Well, it caused you to draw pause. I mean, in the moment, yes, you're upset you know, you're not there. You miss out on the big game and everything that anybody, again, that picks up a glove and hits a ball sees themselves in the World Series, Game 7, you know, bottom of the ninth inning. You know, we know the play-by-play. Or you're on the mound and it's 3-2, and all you got to do is throw a strike and the game over and the team wins, you know. So yeah, we know how that ends. But in your case, all that was pulled out from underneath you. And so you had some decisions to make at that point.
I did. You know, it's funny. I was raised in this Eastern kind of New Age tradition, so I had many spiritual healers over the years. Mm-hmm. Something inside of me was telling me that this, being as turbulent and traumatic as it was to my identity, to my baseball career, but, you know, more importantly, to my identity as a person on Earth, is that I need to tell my dad that I'm thinking about quitting, mm-hmm. see if he still loves me, and then fire my spiritual healer and really just go at this alone. And I don't know why I did that, because I always had a coach in life, my father, telling me what to do.
Right.
And that was when everything started to open up for me.
So what happened? In a sense, you go into a spiritual crisis here is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, my worldview had been, you know, shaken to the foundation, because I grew up with, you know, if you think it and conceive it, you will achieve it. And,
right.
you know, of course, I'm blaming myself for all these failures, and I couldn't out-manifest or outthink my way out of this hole, and I needed help. And for the first time, I was willing to admit, I can't do this alone anymore. I mean, and I was probably 10 different religions and spiritualities in. You know, I'd tried everything, you know, and I would always move on to the next
thing. Don't feel bad. I did the Zen of motorcycle maintenance, so I got the drill. I did that, too. So. You know, raised Catholic, I went on a search, and hey, have you read the Bible? I got, hey, I'm in the Zen of motorcycle maintenance, so I'll do that later. So yeah, I know the drill.
That's it, man. So what happened is I went back to L.A. and sat up in my, you know, big mansion in the Hollywood Hills and was all alone, and no one wanted to hang out with me because I was the laughingstock of, you know, baseball at that point. And but I went to a 12-step meeting for codependency, mm-hmm. and step one was, you know, my life's become unmanageable, and I'm admitting that I'm powerless over other people's opinions. And, you know, and I think being raised by a father where that one opinion was really shaping my identity, I had now let everyone else shape me, and my head kind of cracked open at that point. And, you know, that along with meeting, you know, my now wife, Amber, who had been praying to a loving father. Wow, that was a trip. Never heard about praying to a God that was loving and like a friend. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I would always pray to a force.
Right. Wow. So God bless Amber. Amber comes in your life at a time when you needed Amber in your life.
Absolutely, yeah. Amber was praying and, you know, just doing things for me that I wasn't even aware of were having an impact. And, you know, 8 months later, I came to Christ, and my life has been different ever since.
Wow. What an incredible story from dark to light for you, Barry Zito, that you would do this. You know, it's always fun to talk baseball and, you know, be around athletes. And in your book, which was shocking for people, it was noted that you said, here you are, you're playing, you know, the Giants are going to the World Series, and you're wishing that they would lose.
I was rooting against the team because my ego was in control at that moment, and I was just hoping they would show that they couldn't do it without me. I mean, I needed validation any way I could get it, and that was it, man. And I was in a pool of my own misery, and you know, everything changed when I started living for Christ and stopped living for myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a year later, I got to pitch in the playoffs, win a World Series, and it was literally because I just told God, I'm not doing this for them anymore. I'm doing this for you. So whatever result you want, I don't care if it's 10 runs in the first inning I'd give up, I'm just going to go do my best. And I got blessed with all kinds of accolades that I actually stopped needing, which is the irony part of it.
Right. What did your teammates say? Because they had to notice. They go, whoa, what happened to you, buddy? Who are you, right?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, a lot of my teammates were believers at that point, and you know, so they helped me in the journey. But my life just changed profoundly, and it's been different ever since.
You say there's a big difference. You got two rings, but you say that first ring still has an impact for you.
The first ring is more important than the big World Series ring in 2012, because I actually had to work a lot harder to earn that, and that ring taught me lessons that I will never forget. And to be honest, I didn't learn many lessons with my big success. That was more just enjoying the icing.
Well, as we wrap things up, Barry, you and I could spend more time talking. I mean, you have such a great story here. We got about a minute and a half left. I mentioned that you're playing music. Go to your website, and wow, you're gifted. So what's down the road for Barry Zito?
Down the road, just enjoying music production and songwriting in Nashville, and just having a great time with that, and raising a family, two boys, and always trying to give it back to God.
Amen.
Bill, you know, I wonder if we might have to, we could maybe come back and finish, but they're, I'm 30 seconds away from being on TV right now.
Well, and, look, I'll tell you what, get going, and we will, okay. I want to have you back. We need to do a follow-up, okay?
20 seconds.
You've got to get going. All right. Barry Zito, curveball, incredible story, as you can imagine here, and what an honor to talk to the Cy Young Award winner, two-time World Series champion. His book, Curveball, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
The bond we share with our pets is undeniable. They fill us with love, comfort, and joy, and they deserve the same. As pet owners, we want to care for and protect our pets. Sadly, in homes where domestic violence occurs, pets are often victims too.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. With less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allowing pets, too many lives remain at risk. Victims of domestic violence should never have to make a choice between their own safety and the safety of their loved ones, including pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that provide temporary shelter and veterinary care so people and pets can find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 2020 field of Democrats running for the White House has contracted again, as New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced he's dropping out of that race.
I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time.
De Blasio speaking a short time ago on MSNBC. National polls showed him stuck with just about 1% support. The focus of a whistleblower complaint against President Trump appears to be Ukraine, a relationship House Democrats were already interested in, looking into whether Trump or his attorney Rudy Giuliani tried to manipulate that nation into helping the president's re-election campaign. President Trump's hosting the Aussie Prime Minister at the White House at this hour, the two men about to hold a joint news conference. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay.
It's what it's all about here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining in on the good fight. Because there's a reason this country is off track. I maintain it's because we have unhinged ourselves from our moral foundations, and it's no wonder the chaos is, running amok here. Whether it's in our body politics, our families, our marriages, our families, this is the price we pay when we choose to turn our back on the manufacturer of our lives. One of my favorite teachers in Bible college, Miles Monroe, talked about living on purpose. And I'll tell you, I'll never forget my birthday week of 1963 when he was the lead instructor. It was absolutely life-changing for me to appreciate the perspective and what he brought to bear during that that part of our Bible study and in the course study. That is that God is the manufacturer, and like anything, a manufacturer produces, what do? In order to utilize said device, we go to the manual, right? Because in that manual, the manufacturer spells out what it was that he intended with his device, what motivated him, what features and what benefits are built into it. And it's much the same way, and I agree with what Miles was teaching us, and I'm agreeing with our next guest who's coming up, Matthew Thomas. His book, Completing Project Me, How Understanding God's Perspective Changes Yours. Your life is a project. Let God lead it. Why not? Matthew, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Hey, well, what a great book. I love what you're laying out here for us and how you're encouraging us that we are a project And if we're going to complete it, why not surrender to the author and finisher of our faith?
Absolutely. That's the tenor. That's the reason behind it.
Mm-hmm. So for you, why the book? Why did you? What prompted you to write this book?
Well, I'm a church leader. I've been a pastor and a superintendent, and I've worked overseas. I've been a missionary. I've traveled to more than 100 countries around the world, and I've worked with I'm one of the leaders in a denomination of about 20,000 churches around the world. And I just see over and over again, particularly here in the West, but I do see it in other places as well, where folks, you know, they realize maybe. They think that they're working on themselves and it's kind of a finished product, whatever they develop, but realize that, you know, the verse in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, it says, confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. The idea that God began the work and God said he would complete it, the apostle goes on record of saying that. So your project is not just you, it's the Lord, and he's working through the good and the bad. And I just noticed that a lot of people see how maybe the good stuff works into their development and the completion of them as a person, but they think the negative things maybe have no specific value when sometimes they have the greatest value.
Exactly.
So
yeah, for me, I think those negative things are kind of like borders. You know, they're like the borders to a page or maybe a coloring book. You know, the outline that reminds us that there's lots of freedom within the borders, but. You know, those bad things sometimes can remind us that maybe we've gone too far.
That's right. That's right. And it encourages people if they know that nothing's wasted.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I have story after story of where people that have gone through things and they just wondered, you know, how on earth does this fit into my development? It seems like it was a quasi destruction of my life, and yet they'll find out frequently, and you hear the story over and over again. And I didn't find out for 10 years, but how this actually worked, not only for my development, but my help of other people as well.
Isn't that cool that when we realize that, and I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, some may be struggling even at this very moment and hearing our conversation, and we want to encourage them to realize that, you know, God doesn't waste anything, does he? I mean, there's always a purpose to the end, one way or another. Either we're going to learn from the good and learn from the bad, and when you surrender to that, it changes your whole perspective. And it also lightens your load, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. And even when you know you're responsible for some of the difficulties, and of course, sin is sin, and we can create great harm and damage, but it's not beyond the Lord's forgiveness, and it's not beyond the Lord's repair and use. I think in terms of a woman when I was pastoring a number of years ago, that she came into my office and sat down and said, you know, I've killed 3 babies. Well, before I became a Christian, I had aborted 3 children, and I've lived my life in grief. And I said, well, why don't you let the Lord not only forgive you, but use you in some way to help others? And she ended up founding a kind of a crisis pregnancy type of operation in an area that helped save probably thousands of lives of children. So, you know, the Lord can use the stuff even that seems to be irreparable harm, and we're grateful for that.
And more and more, Matt, that's coming into view, the whole issue of abortion. It's an organic movement because we know so much more than we did in 1973. The other thing that we're realizing is that, yeah, we can make it all about us and we can be selfish. And God is using that for our good to realize, as you said. But are we going to come to God? Are we going to confess and do what some people cringe, but it is absolutely necessary for your own mental health and liberty. Are you going to repent, or are you going to wallow in said sin, whether it's abortion or anything else, pornography? You know, just go right on down the list. But you know, here's what a loving God can do, and what He's done time and again. I mean, just like that woman specifically that you talked about. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of stories just like that. And this is why you have this organic movement from north to south and east to west going across this country. And I would say around the world, where people are realizing that Roe v. Wade and this movement of abortion that has occupied our culture, it's not good. I mean, you've got women like this woman who came to you, that is very typical, carrying the burden of what she now perceives and understands to be a sin. You know, and right. Even before she even realized it was a sin, she probably found herself waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, staring at the ceiling tiles and wondering, going, why do I have this feeling of uncomfortability? I was told that it was meaningless flesh. It didn't mean anything. But there's something more to it. And as the discussion continues, more and more women, and I would say also, and I was saying this earlier as well, more and more men, which I think is just absolutely positive that men are realizing their complicity in all this.
Right. Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Yeah. And the good part, as you say, is that God, the author and finisher of our faith, in the book of Isaiah, it says that he is the only God that knows the beginning from the end. This is the thing that's amazing about God. I mean, what other God in there can tell you, you know, what's going to happen? And everything from the beginning, he put into motion and deposited in you and wired you appropriately so that you complete, that you can complete the project. Not get half the way there or part of the way there, but to see it all the way through. And God is so faithful to his vision that he's pursuing that on our behalf. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, amen.
I mean, it blows me away when you think about that.
Yes, absolutely.
And, of course, that is the subtitle, you know, how understanding God's perspective changes yours. I mean, this is what Satan has done from, you know, day one. You know, did God really say, you know, who you are, the identity that you have? There are forces that want to steal that God-given identity so as to make God a liar. But
right.
That's not going to be caught. That's not really ultimately going to be possible, because God Almighty, the one who created the heavens and the earth, is pursuing us to make sure that he is true to his word.
That's right. That's right.
I'll tell you, it just blows me away when you begin to apprehend that whole concept. Matt Thomas is our guest. His brand new book, Completing Project Me, How Understanding God's Perspective Changes Yours. As he said, he served as an educator, a pastor, superintendent, bishop, overseer, missionary, college president. He just hasn't served in enough places. I think, you know, maybe a little bit longer. You might be able to get it done, Matt. We've got more.
Now, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The educator, pastor, college president, and author Matt Thomas is with us. We're talking about his new book, Completing Project Me, How Understanding God's Perspective Changes Yours. Matt, I guess, you know, what's true has always been true, and that is the number one question that most people have in their hearts. Who am I and why am I here, right?
That's exactly right. In fact, that's the essence of this. A lot of people look at the issues in their life, the things that come up as one-off circumstances, things that are random. They don't really understand that their life can have a significant impact with other people. Even, you know, the good things they've experienced, the difficult things. I share a personal story about that, but people need to understand that they're not only loved, they not only have supreme value, they've got God on their side. They also need to understand that all of these things are, that God is working in all the circumstances of their life. The Romans 8:28 verse to develop them for their good, right, and for the good of those who love Him are called according to His purpose. So people need to learn how to hang in there and also to open their eyes a little more wide and be patient and understand that that they'll understand things if they'll be living a life of faith in God, not faith in resolution. As I say in one of the chapters, a lot of people have faith in God as long as resolution comes. If it doesn't come, then they abandon their faith.
Exactly. Well, as you say, you've learned from God in the valleys. I often say, I have a say with people, you know, even in relationships, the true measure, I believe, in character of a relationship is found in the valleys, not necessarily the peaks.
Sure.
When you're digging it out and the whole deal, so share with our audience your story, you know, the valley you went through and what solidified your perspective, you know, that you have with God.
Well, we've had several, but one of them, we lost a son to cancer. when he was 28 years of age. He was a pastor at the time, significantly influential in the lives of lots of people. It was reflected in his funeral service and on all the years since, which it's been quite some time. I think I was surprised. Obviously, we grieve like everyone would grieve. However, that grief is different. We understand that there's another side. There's the other side, I would say, the life, an eternal side, so we don't lose hope. We also understand that the impact of a person's life goes far beyond their chapters here, and we've seen that over and over again. But I think what surprised me was in our grief, we were still celebrating the Lord, but we found some other people that were struggling with understanding how God could be in any of that. And as I told several of them, I said, with the exception of Enoch and Elijah, everyone else has experienced that at one time or another. So it is part of the dying part is part of the living part. It's something that God is going to ultimately do away with, which we're grateful for. But there's another chapter, another side that we can't see. And we've been able to see the benefits of it down the road. Like I said, if you're intimately close to someone, as you are certainly with your own children, the pain is very deep. But if your hope is in God, then you'll see how what a joy that is in the midst of the grief, and we've seen that.
And then we had
another experience where we were missionaries for a short period of time in a country, and after we left, I looked at my wife and I said, you know, we were here 3 years, we learned the language, we learned the culture, we invested so much here, and it became very clear that we were to leave after just 3 years. And it wasn't until 25 years later, when I ended up in a global role, that the ministry exploded in that area of the world in a profound way. And all of the leaders in the church in that area of the world said, well, part of the reason we believe is because you understand our culture. And so after 25 years, I told my wife, oh, okay, that's why we had that 3-year experience. So whether it was the death of our son or the long absence from an area and trying to wonder how this all works together, if we allow the Lord to reveal and give him time to reveal, he'll point out exactly how it all contributes.
And it's tough, you know, in our current nature, because I often say, Matt, that we are of the microwave generation. We are the ones that'll stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. It's just ridiculous. And God's timing is God's timing. It's not connected to our clocks. And, you know, his time is immeasurable.
And I allude to that. I have a chapter in the book about that, about our perspective on time and God's perspective on time. But an example I often use when I teach is that there's a Latin term. It's called ex opera operato, which means in English, out of the doing, it's done. And the illustration I frequently use is, you know, how is the best way to gain patience? To ruminate on and study and investigate the properties of patience, or is it to go through difficulty? And out of the going through the difficulty, you actually gain patience. Well, it's the latter. Mm-hmm. It's not just simply applying ourselves to thought. And so in the same way, people, it is a microwave generation. And we want things and we want them right now, but actually the development of our lives, and really what is revealed to us isn't revealed to us till we go through the stuff. And if we're walking by faith as we do that, then we can see it more clearly.
Exactly. And as you state in the book, you know, what you're touching on is the idea of resilience in our faith, to hang in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in a world that, and again, a culture, you know, Matt, you and I grew up, everything became disposable. I mean, early on in my youth, you know, things were reused. It wasn't necessarily disposable. But nowadays, everything is disposable. And now we're realizing, wait a minute, we're wrecking havoc on our environment and so many other things because of it. But because of that disposable concept that's been ingrained and that we've been trained on, we look at people and we look at other things as being disposable. And, you know, God has a way. in God's own way of repurposing, whether it is our own humanity or events.
Right, that's right. Yeah, and I allude to that in one of the chapters as well, that God not only redeems, but he restores and he recycles.
Mm.
So, you know, he's in the business of not only saving us, but then also restoring whatever has been broken and then using it over and over and over again. I can't tell you the number of times somebody's come to me and said, you know, I made this one statement to one person and it was amplified out. And it impacted the third tier, fourth tier, fifth tier person simply because of the comment or the experience that I had, the way it blessed somebody else. So, yeah, the Lord is in the job of repurposing, as you said, and recycling, and we get a lot of benefit out of everything, and God gets benefits out of it if we'll just remain faithful.
Right, and to your point here, on the plus side, you have, you know, something that is contagious. I always talk about the word aptly spoken, right? That word that you know didn't come from you. It had to come from the Holy Spirit and blesses somebody and so profound. But sometimes that word that goes out can be annoying to people who just are not ready to receive that word. But again, sometimes we may have to go years down the road. I've had that be the case where someone would say to me, I mean, I've all but forgotten it. And because it was so many years ago and didn't even realize it affected the person. But they'll come to me and say, you know, when you said that initially, I was greatly offended. And I said, wow, I am so sorry. That was not in my heart. And I hope that's been reckoned. And they go, as a matter of fact, I want you to know, it took me a while, but I can see what you were sharing with me at the time. Boy, you blessed me more than you could. I mean, here you go, and I'm sure this has happened to you, Matt, where you go from a situation where you're thinking, I've hurt somebody, and how terrible, but they're able to see it for good. And when, you know, in our hearts, and I guess this is what it all comes down to, and this is also why it's going to get into the next point of your book, which is about prayer, is that if we, and this is why prayer is so important, because it helps condition and format our hearts in such a way to where we're a blessing and we're not a curse to people.
That's right. That's right. And if we realize that God is working for our good, and if God is developing something in us, our prayer life expands from what most people pray about is kind of an emergency prayer, or they pray about a specific need in the moment. When you understand that the Lord is working in everything, then you start praying about everything and asking God to not only use those words that are positive, repair those words that are negative, use that experience that was challenging in some way, open up doors for expression in ways. All of a sudden, our prayer life expands, and we're thanking God all the time. We're praying for just about everything, and it becomes much, much more deep and profound than a cosmic Santa Claus wish list type of thing that we're doing. So, yeah, you're right. This understanding that God's working in all of it is marvelous.
Well, the title of his book is Completing Project Me, How Understanding God's Perspective Changes Yours. The educator, pastor, college president, and author, Matt Thomas, has been with us. Matt, we've got about 40 seconds left. What most do you want people to take away from your book?
I want people to understand that that God is in their corner, that they don't have to worry and put pressure on themselves for developing everything that the Lord wants. They're never going to see the results until we're in heaven. So in the meantime, be thankful. Dive down in prayer, understanding that when it seems like God's silent, he's very active, very much active, and treat it as such.
Yeah, I like that. And I look at it in a ways that he's never not in our corner, huh?
That's
Matt
exactly
Thomas
right.
On Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Matt. God bless. Appreciate it.
Yeah, God bless you too.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives.
lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go?